This is KUNC. Colorado is growing fast, and with that comes new demand for water. Cities need it, but most of it is owned by farmers. And this is especially true in northern Colorado, where urban areas have been buying up water rights for decades. This is known as buy and dry. The KUNC newsroom looked at the issue. And for more, I turn things over to my colleague, Brian Larson.
Weld County is a focal point of that growth, but this area is also home to farms, dairies, and other agricultural operations. So we have the classic urban-rural divide playing out right here in front of us. KUNC's Matt Bloom covers growth. Matt, where do things stand, and when we say fast-growing, just what exactly does that mean?
The towns of Erie, Firestone, and Windsor have seen the biggest gains percentage-wise. And according to the U.S. Census Bureau, which just released some new population numbers, more than 25,000 people have moved to Windsor since 2010. That's a 35% increase in just 7 years. That is huge.
So here's the big question. With limited supplies of water, can they continue to support such a high growth rate?
Dennis Wagner is the one in charge of securing that water for Windsor, so I'll let him answer that question.
With growth in this area, we're all competing for that water, and so the supply isn't getting any bigger, but the demand is.
Right now, they have enough, but over the next 20 years, he says they'll need four times as much water as they currently have to support all the new subdivisions. They're on the books as purchasing water straight from farmers as recently as last month.
Those particular farms, I'm not sure what's happened to those farms, whether they still have enough water rights to irrigate or whether they've reduced the farming acreage on those farms. But we haven't specifically bought farms to own them and to take the water off of them. Mm-hmm.
But that might happen because of the competition?
It could happen.
He was uncomfortable when I brought up that last buy and dry question. But this gives you a sense of what water managers like Wagner, not just in Windsor, are dealing with along the Front Range.
Okay, so that's a snapshot of the urban side of things. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Brian.
But we also wanted to know why farmers are willing to part with such a key component of their business. Esther Honig covers food and agriculture for KUNC and Harvest Public Media. You spoke to a dairy farmer in Milliken, which is just down the road from Windsor, who just sold some of his water rights.
Yes, Timothy Bernhardt's farm has been in the family since the 1920s, and water is vital to his operation. Every one of his 900 dairy cows drinks between 50 to 100 gallons of water every day.
The municipalities are going to grow, and they're going to need more water. And we see growth from population. So where's the balance? I wish I could tell you what that is, but it will always be you're going to always pull water from agriculture to go to municipality use.
He says selling water rights has a lot to do with getting older. Bernhardt is 63, his brother is 70, and both are thinking about retirement. And his children are not interested in carrying on the dairy business.
I think you just reach a point at certain times in life. I think if you're young and you're starting out, yeah, that water is more so. But then it's like, okay, it's just another asset. When you're getting older, I think it's another asset you have.
Bernhardt's bottom line was another factor. Milk prices are 10% lower than last year, so he and his brother recently sold nearly $5 million worth of water to the town of Milliken.
Some compelling reasons there. We also know that the Bernhardts are also keeping a lot of their water rights. But what about the farmers that have no other choice and they have to sell off all of their water assets?
Some cities offer the option to rent water back from the city. Of course, that's not a permanent solution. The city might come one day and say, we need to take that water back for our residents.
Esther, thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
It's estimated that more than 1.2 million people will be living in northern Colorado by 2050. And as we heard early on, cities like Windsor are going to need four times the water they currently have to get by. So what will all this drying do for the region? KUNC's Luke Runyon is here to help us with that question.
Hi, Brian.
As it turns out, we can already see the impact of buy and dry in southern Colorado.
Yeah, some water managers are already really troubled by this huge amount of water flowing from farms to the Front Range, because with it, it also means a movement of power and economic activity from rural areas to cities.
And if you go to the Arkansas Basin and drive around, you'll see the net result of that, which is dry land down there and not irrigated farmland. And the landscape looks fundamentally different than it did when it was being irrigated.
Sean Cronin is director of the St. Vrain and Left Hand Water Conservancy District. It's a water management agency mostly in Boulder County. And he says the Arkansas Basin acts as a cautionary tale.
If you're looking at it regionally in terms of the overall economy for Colorado, having a diverse economy with vibrant cities and agriculture, and you find that maybe it's shifting from one way or another and we're losing some of our diversification, then I think it's cause for concern.
So if water managers like Cronin are concerned about it, why does it keep happening? And are there any other options or solutions?
Well, it's pretty simple. It's because it's the easiest and cheapest option right now for cities to find additional water supplies. But Cronin and a handful of other water managers recently started a conversation about what it would take to allow Front Range cities to keep growing without draining farms in the process. And it looked like at least three, maybe four big new reservoirs all along the South Platte River to the state line with Nebraska. But he makes it really clear that these are preliminary discussions.
Right now, the Colorado Big Thompson Project and its reservoirs supply a lot of water to the Northern Front Range. It was originally built for ag, but cities own a majority of those water rights, which is what we're talking about, by and dry. And projects like this, Luke, they just don't happen overnight.
If they end up happening at all, and in this case, it's a pretty big if. So we're talking perhaps another generation before this new solution would be up and running. And in the meantime, there would likely be a lot more water moving off farmland to keep Colorado's cities well-watered.
That was KUNC's Luke Runyon. Thanks, Luke.
Thank you.
Esther Honig and Matt Bloom also contributed to our discussion on By and Dry and how it is shaping the future of Northern Colorado. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.